Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hello everybody, welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Josh. Well, I would love to say good morning to Halo as well, but he's not popped in. We thought he'd be arriving at some point, or at least there'd be some details on when Halo might be existing. But turns out, it's just lost another creative director. So this is for Halo Infinite, Mr. Chris Lee, who apparently joined 343 Industries back in 2008, and picked up after Tim Longo left last August. He was the original creative director on Halo Infinite. Chris Lee's also just thrown his hands up and gone, no, I can't do it. I can't get it over the finish line. I'm going to leave. And so he's apparently staying on as a Microsoft employee, but he's going to have nothing to do with Halo anymore. This was written up by Bloomberg, Jason Schreier, which the report sort of kind of gets into the idea that because 343 / Microsoft or Xbox or whatever brought Joseph Staten back, the original Halo trilogy writer, that Chris Lee sort of didn't have as much of a role anymore because, you know, everything that Joseph Staten's going to offer to a Halo project is ostensibly what Chris Lee was doing. So there's a quote from Mr. Lee saying, I've stepped back from Infinite. I'm looking forward to future opportunities. I believe in the team and I'm confident that they will deliver a great game. And now is a good time for me to step away. Which did make me think of, like, you know, in GTA when you sort of pilot a car at like full speed and then you jump out and it just careens forward. Kind of see him, the car's very much on fire and he's just like, I'll see you later. And then it just keeps going forward.
Can't blame him, Scott, to be fair. In a way, I can't blame him. Because like you said, when Joseph Staten came back on board, I think a lot of people expected for there to be some kind of big personnel shifts, especially at the very, very top. And I think the writing has been on the wall for this for a long time. That said, it's been like, what, like a month or so since it was initially delayed? Maybe a little bit longer.
I think so, yeah.
And I continue to have no idea when this game's actually going to come out, because initially I thought it'll be fine, it'll just be like a couple of month delay. But now that they're swapping creative directors and, you know, people at the top level, at this stage, like, is it going to be a complete and utter overhaul where we're waiting a very long time to get whatever Halo Infinite morphs into be? Like, if that's best for the game, cool, but what the hell is going on at 343 at this managerial level, man? Like, what the hell is going on?
I mean, the thing is, like, the Master Chief Collection took 4 years to get right. Like, when they put that out, it was just such a shambles. You could matchmake on it if you waited long enough, but you were waiting like 5, 10, 15 minutes. And now it's all together. It's great. You're going to play some Halo. You can chuck the Master Chief Collection on. And apparently the multiplayer creative director who's called Pierre, I had his name. It's like Pierre Hintz, which kind of sounds like Pure Hintz. He's the multiplayer director for the MCC. And he's now doing Halo Infinite's multiplayer, which obviously Phil Spencer talked about potentially siphoning it off and releasing the multiplayer separately and things like that. But 343's overall management, like, I don't know. I have no idea what it's like to be there, obviously. But there has been a whole bunch of different YouTubers doing, you know, various videos on the reality of what it's like, you know, putting this game together. Review Tech USA did a whole thing about, apparently he's got a source on the inside that just said that the actual, you know, project isn't coming together very smoothly, and that they have a whole approval process in regards to, you know, some devs can't crack on with certain stuff until it's been approved elsewhere, and that just delays everything. And things like a creative director eventually just going like, I can't even see this through, when they're the ones that are meant to have the creative vision all the way through. That just seems pretty disastrous. Although, like you said, Staten coming back maybe means that it is going to be way more in line with the original trilogy, and that just means a way bigger delay, a much bigger overhaul, etc. But that also means that I wouldn't think we'd get it in 2021, so I don't know.
No, I mean, that's the issue. For me, if I was Microsoft, which I'm not, because I do not have the expertise of being a publisher
at
that level.
If you were Michael J. Soft, yes.
If I was Michael J. Soft and I was looking at this project, part of me would be like, why don't I just cut my losses, release it, and then continue to build something else with a brand new team? Because at the moment, I don't know how much you can salvage from a project like this. And obviously, it's Halo, so Microsoft is going to be willing to put the time and money and resources into making sure it's good. But this game's gone through so many creative directors at this point that what are the bones that are even there that's usable? You know what I mean? At what point do you have to kind of like throw in the towel and maybe start from scratch or start again on at least certain elements? I don't know what state this game is in, because it was supposed to be out in like a couple of weeks. It was originally supposed to launch. So it's like, it must have been in some almost complete state. There must be something substantial
there. Well, Master Chief is on the box, like for all for the new Xboxes. He's all over the marketing materials and he's on the box itself. It's like, what?
The thing is, right, I was looking at some forums when I was researching what the hell was going on, and people were really genuinely worried about what the hell's going to happen to 343 as a whole after this, because I don't want that studio to be shut down or anything, because I feel so sorry for the people at kind of like the ground level, the developers, the artists and stuff like that, who have spent so much of their time working on this game only for it to be shunted here and there and have different people come in and try to steer the ship and fail, so then you have to delay it, then other people go in, and that sucks. But I wonder if fundamentally going forward after this ships, will Microsoft look to put another team on it, or at least completely restructure 343 in a way where it is drastically different from how it functions now? Because like you said, even though this is certainly the highest profile failure or whatever, the thing that they desperately needed to hit and didn't, the Master Chief Collection was almost the beginning of the end, or certainly put the writing on the wall in terms of how mismanaged these projects can be at this studio. And obviously that's to not even go into the reception that Halo 5 got. In Halo 4 got, which while they, well, 4 in particular was quite
well received. Totally forgot Halo 5 even happened, to be honest.
Yeah. Everyone forgot 5 happened. We had the controversy surrounding the multiplayer at launch, we had the controversy surrounding the mismarketing at launch and stuff like that. So it's like, how many more tries does this studio get to breathe new life into Halo without Microsoft just kind of deciding something drastic needs to happen? And again, I don't want that to happen. I don't want anyone to lose the jobs or anything like that, but some kind of potential restructuring or moving them onto another project. Maybe they just don't gel with Halo. Maybe this team would work better on an original IP or something like that. I don't know, but I just, there's just been too many failures. Something is clearly wrong. You know what I mean?
I remember when the Halo movie was going to come out and it was Microsoft who couldn't reach a deal, they were asking for way too much money, and I kind of think that they're maybe a bit too protective of it. I'm just pure speculation. Why couldn't you get a Halo game put together very well? Assumedly those things would come from the higher ups. They want some sort of business mandate, or it has to have this mechanic and it has to appeal to this many people and it has to do XYZ. And I just kind of, that very much clashes with, 343 already with Halo 4. I like Halo 4 a lot, but I know a lot of people don't. And obviously that was sort of the beginning of the end for Halo with this new team. But I do believe in that. You mentioned the whole restructuring thing, what's 343 going to look like? Windows Central's Jez Corden said that this is potentially the beginning of many more other things to come in regards to people leaving. He tweeted out that there may be other major personnel changes coming down the line. So watch this space in regards to him reporting. Like you said, what the hell are the bones of this game at this stage? And is it literally just sheer pride keeping it going? Because it reminds me a little bit of EA with Anthem, where because they said it wouldn't ever, they weren't going to abandon it at this stage. Yeah. They're like, well, we have to keep it going. But it's just I don't know. I mean, the top comment yesterday on Twitter when they put the post out, report went out from Schreier, the top comment with a lot of people replying and stuff was why don't you just can it? Why don't you just move on? Let it rest. Let Halo rest. But I also wonder how much that sentiment only comes from people who follow these stories day in, day out, week in, week out. If you're just a casual consumer, are you just happy for more Halo and you don't care? But I guess even they would be impacted by the fact that it's been delayed indefinitely.
Maybe, man. I do think you are spot on to a certain extent there, because I do think part of it is the pride that they they built this and they pitched this game as like the 10-year Halo experience. You know, coincidentally, like Anthem was built as this 10-year ever-evolving thing. Like Destiny was built as this 10-year ever-evolving thing. Why do all these companies keep going for this 10-year mark that they never
Avengers
hit? That's an entirely different video. But like, obviously,
this
is supposed to be a platform for Halo content, like going forward for the next generation, for the next decade. And obviously, it needs to be good to hit that. But at this point, maybe even if they manage to push it out, like if it's not going to be really good, it's not going to support a player base for that amount of time. Like, so I'm so conflicted with it. Part of me is like, just cut ties, release it, do something else. But also part of me is like, if this is going to be the platform, it needs to be perfect. So take as much time as you want.
The thing is, there's so much money sunk into it now as well, where if you're like the number cruncher at the top, it's like, well, we need something at the end of this. It can't all just be for nothing. We're Microsoft, it's Halo, we need something. I guess they can't possibly have the headline Microsoft/Xbox abandons Halo, because that's definitely what we would go with. People like us. And I think that, you know, they're going to want to avoid that PR storm as much as possible. The big pivot that I saw from the Xbox accounts and everything is that they've just kind of doubled down on the Master Chief Collection. Like they tweeted out that it's going to have 120 frames per second multiplayer. It's going to have all these sort of next gen, I don't know, touch ups and whatever else. And it was kind of like they're trying to tick the box of, you know, play some Halo on launch with your new system. It's just that it's the one from 2014 now and not the one that you were looking forward to. But I don't know. I think at some point they'll patch it up enough to get something over the line, but losing a creative director is just kind of crazy. If you had one sort of thing you would do, would your thing just be get something out the door and then just try and figure it out next year?
I mean, it's so hard to gauge because we don't know how complete it was or what was there and how high quality it was, you know what I mean? I would, again, I'm a very dumb person on the internet, so you know, don't take my word for anything. But I would think at least about getting the multiplayer portion out. And I know that was a rumor that was floated that the multiplayer portion of Halo Infinite might be free to play or whatever, or be coming before the campaign. And like, if you could get a updated Halo multiplayer experience out and have the campaign come later, like, surely the multiplayer must have at least been in a decent state. Like, how'd you get Halo multiplayer completely wrong? Surely the team at work on that portion of the experience has to have something there worth playing that they could release at least in a couple of months. You'd think
so. I don't know, you think so, but like the whole server side of it, midnight launches, all those fires that immediately pop up. If you're not ready to put those fires out, then that's your day one launch coverage or your week one launch coverage immediately. Yeah. And that can go on to dominate something if it turns into like a SimCity situation where you can't even log on because they haven't, you know, balanced it properly.
Yeah. All I'm saying is, man, I'm really looking forward to getting an Xbox Series X at some point, whenever, and I just want something new to play in it. I'm here for the auto HDR stuff. I'm here for touched up older games. I'm here for the Master Chief Collection and 120 frames per second, but I'm also really gagging for a new new Halo experience in whatever form. So just give me a little slice, give me a little sliver, give me a Ground Zeroes version of Halo Infinite. Give me something, man.
I know. I think once they get around to putting some sort of teaser out with Joseph Staten maybe saying about what this new direction is, or maybe clarifying more stuff about the story, I guess we can start getting a bit more hopeful about it. But for now, Halo Infinite is in a bit of a state. So let us know what you think down in the comments below. Are you still looking forward to Halo Infinite? Or would you rather they just cut their losses and moved on to something else? For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time. Bye. Bye.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.